Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
Mics are on. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney.
Yeah, I don't really have the right to remain silent. I have the right, but it's not advisable since we're making a podcast.
You have the right to wear a mask. You can choose not to and claim freedom.
My fantasy football team is called Anti-Helmet 1776.
Concussion what? All that said, where's Allura?
I don't know.
She's in fucking Mexico.
Okay.
I mean, I approve.
She's in Vaxico.
She is in Vaxico. We talked about them pulling off what the Chinese did in Disneyland. They cordoned off 30,000 people.
Yes.
They pulled the Hunger Games or a Squid Game in Disneyland in China. They're going to do that in wherever she is, Cabo or something. Where is she in Mexico?
She's going to have to tell us next week.
That's true. Good for her. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Matt.
Stepping in for Allura.
I'm going to be Allura today. I'm going to do my very best.
You look fine.
Let's see if I can do a good Allura. Let's get at it.
Close.
Let's get at it. That's not her at all.
She is not a basso. She is an alto. Well, I have my check-in and you have your check-in. We both got boosted.
We did.
And you won the boosting game because you were fine. And I spent 41 hours under a blanket. And I lost 8 pounds.
See there. You know, did I really win the boost? Because I did not lose 8 pounds.
But you don't need to lose 8 pounds. You're a slender gentleman.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. That's very kind. But I did not have any additional benefits beyond the enhanced robustness of my body's ability to despikify the coronavirus.
Well, don't make me infertile. Because God knows, you know, none of the sperm I have left from cancer, you know, stand a chance against your royal awesomeness of antibodies.
Yeah,
it's your spikiness.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you know, the new expert on the field, quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
That's a sport, right?
Given us lots of
football.
Yes. Yeah. He's quite a good quarterback and not as proficient a public health expert, it turns out.
Really?
I'm astonished, too.
Didn't he go to doctor school?
Yeah, he has his doctorate in throwing a football.
Wow. Okay.
And calling plays. His head is overinflated with inaccurate information.
Okay. Well, as long as he fancies himself a scientist.
He's having a good time.
Okay.
He's enjoying this this new flavor to his...
Okay. Well, kudos to his publicist. My goodness.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Well, speaking of doing a great job, it looks like the planet is slowly healing itself. I read over half the planet has had vaccinations.
Amazing, isn't it?
That's like 4 billion people.
Yeah, at least their first shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is a moment to celebrate and to sit in awe of. Despite everything, despite all the countervailing forces, despite all of the self-interested fictions that people are putting out into our mental landscape, we've still managed to vaccinate, with at least one shot, over half the planet, over half of humanity.
And some people still don't think it's safe.
Oh, yeah, quite a few people.
Right. How many billions of people do you need to prove that it's safe?
It's been a dismaying 5 years, let's say.
Yeah.
To me.
I think that's fair.
To just look back and realize just perhaps how much I personally overestimated so many other humans here on Earth.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they think we're going to die and we think they're going to die. This literally is like Squid Game for immunology.
Yeah, I frankly don't think I truly understand what an anti-vaxxer thinks is going to happen to me. It seems to vary wildly from person to person, depending on their own...
That chip inside you is going to burst through your chest like an alien.
Right. I mean, there are chips. Basically, any frightening condition is on the list of possible things that anti-vaxxers will talk about, despite the fact that it didn't show up anywhere in any of the studies that were done before these vaccines were released for public use.
I don't know. I'm going back to Flat Earth.
Well,
because there's so much raw data on Flat Earth being the truth, right? But I digress.
This is called a face mic. Are you ready to hear what a face mic sounds
What's
like?
What's a face mic? Oh.
You might need to amplify that a bit, Bree.
Yes.
The face mic.
Producer Bree for the win. But the WHO? The WHO? Not the band. The World Health Organization. Although, all praise the WHO, clearly.
We
Daltrey only.
Apparently, we will be fooled again.
All right. They're claiming that 70% of the world's population will be vaccinated by the end of next year, which is a year from now. And they think between now and the end of 2022, we're going to get control of the virus, which I don't know what that means, but we can hopefully reduce disease and death. I'm seeing the hill. What's the? I'm not a Bible guy. What something above the mountains? I don't know.
Are you thinking about the mountaintop or
that
or
phrase,
the light at the end of the tunnel?
Thank
or
you.
The city on a hill,
you
that sort of thing.
Are Mr. Metaphor today? But the Delta wave will wrap up this month and represent the last major COVID surge. Famous last words.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope that all of those unvaccinated bodies don't serve as a nursery for the next horrifying variant. I'm certainly done with this particular movie, and I don't want a sequel.
Well, COVID-19 is still expected to remain a major contributor to illness and death for years to come. Hooray!
Yeah, like the flu, it's endemic rather than a pandemic.
Yes, a new word people have to learn. Endemic.
Indeed. Indeed. And we certainly do welcome this downgrading of this experience. And we're printing business cards again, aren't we?
As we speak, recording this, there's a conference going on in Boston with a whole bunch of my cronies and peers called CNS. Shout out to those guys. And Ritesh Patel, who was on my show last week, is there in person. Stacey Hurt, who's been on my show. Jen Horngeff. All of our friends are live in person with no masks, having a fabulous time in a completely safe environment.
Astonishing.
I have no interest in traveling. I don't care what they're doing.
Well, I'm traveling next week, and
you are.
Soon you're going to have to start getting on airplanes again as well.
I mean, I don't know when they're going to get the masks off the airplanes. I think that's the one deterrent for me. Just wear. I mean, again, it's not like I'm not going to fly if I have to. It's just annoying. It's a good annoying, but it's an annoying thing that one day we hopefully won't have to have again.
Yeah, it's true. You know, when it comes to the politicization of masks, it reminds me of something that happened when I was in college.
What was her name?
On campus. No, on campus. On campus, the gay rights group.
What was his name?
The student gay rights group. Men and women, they did this little sort of prank. They put up posters early one morning declaring today to be Jeans Day, saying, remember to wear jeans today if you support gay rights. The result, of course, was that lots of students who considered themselves to be conservative put jeans on that day and actually wound up running home back to their dorms to change out of jeans so as not to be seen supporting gay rights. And I think that something similar has happened with masks. This thing, which would have been absolutely normal, standard, reasonable, had it not been politicized, would have been something that we'd all happily do with perhaps a little bit of grumbling.
Well, remember that movie, The Fog?
No.
All right. The Fog, basically, it's a horror movie. It's really bad.
Yes.
But the fog comes in and like it melts you.
Oh.
But apparently, if you did something, the fog wouldn't melt you. So, of course, everyone did the thing that kept the fog from melting you. If COVID melted you, we'd all be wearing the thing that made you not melt.
Yeah, yeah. If it was just a much more visible and immediate and horror film-like effect.
Ebola, for example.
Yes.
I would do anything in my power to not get Ebola.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I don't think we can argue that coronavirus is something that has a minimal, non-dramatic effect on people.
That is true. Well, so apparently this is going to be a gradual evolution. Experts from the Imperial College, we're going to be dealing with this as a more persistent virus. It's just going to be part of humanity. We'll another layer of icing on the cake, which is not the best metaphor per se, but it does lead us to how this is going to be less horrible, which leads us to our part that I can't sing but do anyway, Sir Moment. With Sermo, 1.3 million doctors that we poll on your behalf, listeners, and this goes back to the new pill. No, not that kind of pill, the COVID pill. Andrew, what you got?
So here's what we've got. There is a cheap antidepressant that has proven to reduce the need for hospitalization among high-risk adults with COVID-19. This drug, fluvoxamine...
Gesundheit.
Thank you. ...would cost $4 for a course of COVID-19 treatment. By comparison, these antibody 4 treatments cost about $2,000, and Merck's experimental antiviral pill for COVID-19 is about $700 per course. So basically, what we asked Sermo to ask their doctors are questions like, were you previously aware of the drug? 60% said yes, which is surprising to me. I didn't.
It's an antidepressant, a low-dose antidepressant.
And were you familiar with it?
No.
Okay, very interesting. 79% of the doctors polled said that they have patients who are high-risk COVID-19 patients. And 90% said they'd be willing to prescribe an existing medication such as fluvoxamine. And finally, 93% agree that in time, multiple treatments will be used to treat COVID-19.
Well, all right. So benefits here, A, try not to die from COVID even more, and be a little happier at the same time.
Exactly.
We call those non-adverse events.
Indeed. Yeah, it's fantastic when we realize that there's another positive use for an existing drug.
I can just see the commercial now. You know, are you sad? Are you lonely? Try fluvoxamine, the old drug you never heard of that's made a resurgence when you get COVID and are still kind of sad. Side effects may include not dying and being happier.
And Wheatfield.
All right. On that note, it's time for commercials. Stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We are?
We are. I feel like I'm back.
I'm still kind of here.
Yeah,
I am like maybe almost 24 hours past my 41-hour break from my COVID vaccine, so I'm maybe 90%.
Yeah, well, we'll do some meditation over in the conference room soon after this conversation,
okay.
This show.
Agreed.
And we'll make sure that you are 100% present.
Okay.
So, speaking of being present, is there about to be a whole lot more people present in the United States?
I see what you did there.
Boom.
Christmas is coming up and there'll be presents.
It's true. We could riff on that word for until the cows come home.
What?
What am I talking about? So basically, one thing I noticed recently, we're in the financial district. Our studio is in the financial district mm-hmm. of Manhattan, close to the South Street Seaport, not far away from a ferry terminal, not far away from One World Trade Center. And one of the storefronts downstairs recently opened up.
The weed store?
Not talking about the weed store, not talking about the pizza shop, not talking about P.F. Chang's. I am talking about the New York gift and souvenir store.
Oh, with the 1,000 Statue of Liberty things?
Bobbleheads, I Love New York shirts, etc.
The tourists are back.
Opened up about 2 weeks ago in anticipation of the announcement we're about to talk about, which is that the U.S. is now letting vaccinated international travelers back in to our country to clog our sidewalks and fill our coffers with frivolous revenue.
And bring tons of iPhone and Androids of just people staring at things and doing Instagram.
Yes, yes. It's time for the selfie sticks to come back to New York City.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe that was a kind of a benefit. I have to pick something, the end of selfie sticks for 22 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning and
the what?
The radio.
I've heard about that.
And they were talking to the head of the American Museum of Natural History, and she was looking forward to the return of all of these tourists. This, of course, made me think, I better get to all of the museums in New York City
before
as soon as possible.
Limited time offer.
We're being reinvaded.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, it's a good problem to have because this goes back to how everyone and their mother were like, New York is dead. Manhattan's dead. It's never going to come back ever. And meanwhile, it bounced back. All the wood boards up on Fifth Avenue are gone. The stores are back. The streets are crowded enough without the tourists showing up. And you know what? I think we did all right.
Yeah. Each one of these stories, each one of these fictions, each one of these things that one really oughtn't to believe, but which one believes anyway, such as the notion that New York is going to die, it's got to be informed somehow by a desire for that thing to be true. And that's a mystery to me. What makes a person adopt a position that's against New York?
I mean, at least flee the place because of rent costs. Don't flee the place because of apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is a beating heart of civilization, and it's a beautiful place, full of people from every background coexisting to the extent that they can. It is not dead. It is the opposite.
So I notice here in the news update that unvaccinated Americans and children under the age of 18 are exempt from the requirement, but must take a test within 1 day of travel.
Yes, the bar is set lower for Americans.
Because reasons.
Yes, it's true. Well, you know, they are citizens after all, so they need to be allowed to come back.
So we're allowed to go abroad to a country that accepts us, regardless of our vaccination status, unless that country mandates it on their side. But coming back to the U.S., we don't need to have vaccination status. That just seems, I mean, I guess like we can't not let American citizens back on American soil.
Right.
But at least give them the minimally viable opportunity to prove they're not a harmful threat.
Yeah, I guess that they need to take a test once they're back within mm-hmm. 1 day.
Right.
So that's how they cover off there.
So let's wrap up with one more story that's relevant to you and I specifically and many, many other parents all over the country, which is that the vaccinations for children 5 to 11 has been approved for EUA, not fully FDA approved. I have children under 12. You have children under 12. I'm fine with getting my kids vaccinated. They're getting it next week at the pediatrician's office. Where are you with your kids?
Well, we checked in with our pediatrician. We felt very confident before doing so. But of course, when she said, I have absolutely no hesitation about saying that your kids should get vaccinated, we went ahead and made that happen. And our own particular path toward getting Henry and Maggie vaccinated was that we made a reservation at Citi Field for Saturday at 2 o'clock. But then on Saturday morning, a friend of ours from the neighborhood texted us and said, hey, there's a pop-up vaccination bus at the park 4 blocks away from you.
Was it the Muppet bus?
It sounded like the Muppet bus in several cases.
It had to be the Electric Mayhem. Please say it was the Electric Mayhem.
Animal was in the back saying, woman! It was bizarre.
He has not aged well, just for the record.
Yes. So it was a walk-up situation. So these pop-up sites throughout the city, very Googleable if you're in New York City. There are these pop-up locations. They are walk-up situations. We talked to a woman with an iPad who got the kids registered, and then we got on the bus. There were three nurses on the bus. And they took care of administering the vaccinations. Both kids were very cool about it. And they got a lollipop and they got stickers. And I have to say that my kids as well were spared any side effects.
Well, good for you. I do hope my children are spared the side effects that I had.
Either way, we're talking about...
good problems to have.
Good problems to have, exactly.
So my wife observed on Facebook something I have not used in 7 years, and I'm very happy to have not be using Facebook in that time, that the minute one of her friends put on Facebook that she had her kids vaccinated, 5 friends deleted her. And I think this just speaks to the further polarization of, do we even want to tell the planet that our kids got vaccinated? Not that I care about idiots that want to unfriend me or delete me because they disagree with me, but I don't care at this point. But what's the point of even announcing this? Just live your life and do it as if it were the 80s.
Yeah, we're absolutely overthinking this.
Yes.
I think that the best starting point is to think about the way that you react to the danger of COVID-19 in the same way that you react to the danger of malaria or polio or any of the other endemics for which you routinely get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about this in some sort of separate category simply because there are tons of media cycles being blown on it, then you ought to rethink your approach to thinking about COVID-19.
I mean, I'd like to believe our listenership, and we love our listenership, is kind of on our side here. And we're all nodding our heads while hearing us say these things. And if you happen to be in a conversation with people who have a opposing view, don't confront them. Have a conversation with them.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. In the outro to our show, you'll hear the phone number you can call to leave a message for us with your own thoughts on this. We're very interested in hearing from you.
Yeah. So with that said, before we go, we want to announce right here today the launch of a brand new series here at Offscript Health called The Big Screen, a 3-part limited series about the history of cancer screenings, how COVID kind of fucked everything up, and what we can expect over the next decade of quote unquote progress in medicine, making sure that everyone has the opportunity to hopefully not die from cancer. And you can check that out at thebigscreenpodcast.com. That's thebigscreenpodcast.com, or just search The Big Screen wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In listening to these episodes, I actually wound up signing up for cancer screenings myself. Having learned which screenings I should be signing up for, And I think that you should do the same thing.
Hello, Andrew's colon.
Film at 11.
Looking good there, buddy.
So make sure you turn off your TV before 11.
All right. With that said, this concludes this episode, this Eluralist but Andrewful episode of Vax On.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye now. That's all for now. If you like Vax On, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Tell us your shit show of a healthcare story by leaving a message for us at 855-AUDIO-66, and we might just use it in a future show. Vax On is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producer is Brianna Seely. Our hosts are Matthew Zachary and Allura Nanos. It is recorded, mixed, and edited by Brianna Seely. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. That's media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.